less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Governor Wes Moore has launched a new hiring process for critical and hard-to-fill jobs across state government. The governor has directed actions to streamline hiring to modernize state government and support job-seeking federal workers impacted by layoffs and firings. The initiative creates one-stop-shop job pages for human resources, procurement officers, accountants, and fiscal accounts technicians. Mayor Brandon Scott is set to deliver the State of the City address this evening. This will be the first time the mayor will deliver the address following a year with fewer than 300 homicides and an overall drop in crime. Over the past year, the city has reached compliance with additional sections of the police department's federal consent decree that was enacted after the 2015 death of Freddie Gray. Earlier this month, the mayor presented his $4.6 billion fiscal 2026 budget plan. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Charlie Morton may be the poster boy right now with Bird's mound woes, but he's certainly not the only one, according to manager Brandon Hyde.
We didn't get through the first game, four innings, or it was 3 1/3 or something, 4 and then 2 1/3. You're just not going to be able to win games that way. You're going to win once in a while because you're going to outscore teams, but that's not how you win Major League Baseball games.
In fact, Orioles starters outside of Zach Eflin averaging less than 5 innings pitched per game and logging an ERA of well over 6. Sidebar, Birds closed the game yesterday with Jorge Mateo and Gary Sanchez taking the hill, allowing 9 runs over the final 2 frames. The last time the Birds had 2 different position players pitch in a game was June 26th of 1978. That was 47 years ago, when the fearsome duo of Larry Harlow and Elrod Hendricks performed the feat. With the NFL draft coming up on Thursday, Eric DaCosta says it's business as usual for Baltimore.
I think we'll stick to the board like we typically do. We've been a best available player team, and we spent a lot of time, we spent 8 months really building the board based on the rankings of the players and how they stack against each other. And we believe that really, if we're going to build a team, that's the best way to approach it.
Ravens have the 27th pick in round one, 11 picks as we speak overall. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps and Canadiens get it on tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds today. Not expecting any rain until later on tonight. 70 the high today. Showers scattered overnight. Then tomorrow, turning out partly cloudy. 80 tomorrow. Wednesday's dry. 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 57 in Westminster, 59 in Easton, and 56 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Easter Monday to all of you. I hope that you had a fantastic Easter weekend. The weather was beautiful in Maryland. If you live in another state, your weather was not beautiful. Sorry about your luck. We had the beautiful weather this time. This time it was for us. I had a great weekend. As mentioned in the morning drive, I did get to see my mom. I rarely get to see her. And that is because my younger brother hogs her all the time because he has three kids under the age of five. So she is constantly dealing with the grandkids. And it's just like, come on, you know, you're my mom. When I call, you should be able to answer immediately. What else are you doing? I mean, gosh, it was great to see her. Great to catch up. And she does. So where so many people say she looks so young, she does look young. She's probably hated the fact that I'm telling you that she's 70 years old, but I told her that she should be proud of it because she looks fantastic. Also, I did end up going on a boat on Saturday. I could tell you firsthand that it was freezing. It was freezing out there. Look, it was cloudy, and I guess it did hit 80 degrees, right, in the Middle River area, but man, oh man, the water, I think, was about 55 degrees in some areas. And then you also had that wind, right? There was a breeze coming off the water. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. I was on there, but not that long, I tell you. I was like, how dare this? But you know what? Boating season in Maryland has begun. And I know this well, and I know many people, they wait till, what is it, April 2nd or so, and their insurance, their boat insurance kicks in, and then they're all excited about it. So happy boating season to all of the Marylanders out there. I did want to talk today, of course, about Senator Chris Van Hollen. I do want to talk about the breaking news as the Pope, unfortunately, has died at 88 years old. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I do want to get into some of the comments and some of the things that I've seen regarding the Pope. Now, look, I know he's not everyone's favorite. I get that. But I guess I'm, you know, and maybe it's just the way that I was raised. I don't know. But for me, it's like when the Pope dies, I guess I can't imagine saying something like, you know, disrespectful or cruel about him. I don't know. In my mind, it's just not the right thing to do. But I posted this morning on social media, I try to do like a rundown of the show with like, you know, the major topics. And if you don't follow me already, please do. On X is Kim K. Baltimore, and on Facebook and Instagram, Kimberly Klasick. But I try to give you a rundown of the show just so you know what to expect, whether or not you want to weigh in, if it's a show that you want to tune into, you know, you got options. So I give the rundown. Of course, this morning, you know, the first thing I mentioned is the fact that, you know, the Pope has died. And meanwhile, you know, we did see him over Easter weekend. I know the VP, J.D. Vance, was able to meet with him. He seemed very weak, very frail. And, you know, to hear that he had passed away, it was kind of shocking. And so, of course, that's big news. But as I posted it, the comment section lit up. And there were so many people, like, saying to me, how dare you write beloved? Beloved by who, Miss Klasick? So many people were not happy with me. But we'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. Also, remember we were talking last week about the big win in the UK for women? Yeah. Well, wouldn't you know, trans women, they're upset. They are upset the fact that the UK Supreme Court said a biological female is the only woman that we should be recognizing. If you can imagine, trans women are really upset. And they're now calling for, I don't know if they're calling for the cancellation of author J.K. Rowling, but they're really upset with her, for one. Now, she is one of those advocates that say, you know, you don't call me a cis woman and you don't call me a birther person. I am just a woman. And I'm right there in that boat. Like, don't change my name because you're changing your label. Just because you're changing who you are doesn't mean that you're changing who I am. No, it doesn't work like that. But yeah, they're very upset. And they believe in the UK that women should not have the right to their own separate spaces, that trans women should be welcomed. So here you have, again, women's rights being infringed upon. They want to take away women's rights. And who champions this? The left. But when we were you know, deep in the election cycle this past election season, all right, in November, all we heard is a vote for President Trump is a vote for less women's rights. And as I've noted, and many of you have noted before, you know, you have all of your rights as a woman if you vote for Trump or Republicans. It's the left that believes that you are less than or equal to a biological male identifying as a biological female. And I'll have you know, that's not the case, okay? This is not reality. But if you're talking about erasing women, that's where the erasure is occurring. It's on the left. So we'll talk about that at the next hour. Again, I want to get right into this topic that is just, you know, again, the flames continue with Senator Chris Van Hollen. He even went on Meet the Press yesterday. And so, yes, he didn't even take Easter Sunday off. You know, when you have a viral moment, I guess you got to really capitalize. You know, I'm expecting to see some merch here soon because you got to really capitalize on this thing. Well, I do have some audio here, and this is from Senator Chris Van Hollen upon his return, right? So he got back to El Salvador on Friday, and then he did a press conference where Kilmer Garcia's wife and his mother, or, yeah, his mother, not her mother, his mother was there, and then all these people from the community. Take a listen to what Senator Chris Van Hollen had to say, and also this is a clip from Fox 45.
This morning, Maryland continues to be thrust into the center of the national immigration debate as Senator Chris Van Hollen returns to the United States from his El Salvador trip and details his meeting with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. He is the man the Trump administration admitted to mistakenly deporting. Van Hollen says Abrego Garcia described being traumatized by the notorious CECOT prison and has since been moved to another prison. Van Hollen says that he is pushing for his release and that this case has broad significance for the due process rights of all Americans.
The government, in this case the Trump administration, is asserting a right to stash away residents of this country in foreign prisons without the semblance of due process that is the foundation of our constitutional order. This case is not just about one man. It's about protecting the constitutional rights of everybody who resides in the United States of America.
All right. So Senator Chris Van Hollen moves the goalposts yet again. Yet again. This isn't just about bringing Kilmer Garcia home because he's this great family man. And he's this awesome husband, right? It's not that anymore. It's not that they believe that he belongs here in America. It's about due process. He deserves due process. Now, I know many of us differ on this opinion. You can weigh in at any time. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. And this goes right into the question of the day. And I love that. I love when the question of the day is, you know, at the top of the hour here at 9 o'clock. I love that. The big question is, because, of course, you know, the Trump administration, they did admit that they were wrong in sending Kilmer Garcia to El Salvador, okay? Not wrong in the fact that he was deported, but wrong in where they sent him, because a judge did say that he should have the opportunity to be sent somewhere else, because apparently in El Salvador, his life is very threatened. Now, when you hear something like that, right, when you hear that, you know, your brain, it might jump to a place where I go. Whereas if this guy, who they're claiming, again, there's no evidence of him being an MS-13, yet there's overwhelming evidence of him being an MS-13 gang member at one point in time. But if a judge says that he would be in great danger if he's deported to El Salvador, what does that tell you? What does that tell you when a judge says this individual cannot go home under any circumstances, where MS-13 runs rampant in El Salvador? Because if you're taking a look at this, and I know they don't want to, you know, connect the dots here, but the suspect, or, you know, now he's been indicted and now we're waiting to hear the sentence, but in Rachel Warren's murder, Victor Martinez Hernandez, he is also allegedly an MS-13 gang member. The murderer that murdered Kayla Hamilton, also from El Salvador, and also allegedly an MS-13 gang member. We have a problem here in the state of Maryland. I don't know if you guys see the pattern. But here in Maryland, we're dealing with a lot of individuals from El Salvador that has connections to MS-13. Not sure if you saw it. Sure you did. Many of you are much brighter than I am. But if that's the case, right, and again, I want to connect those dots. If that's the case, why are we bending over backwards for this guy? Just because he was sent to the wrong country? Why is his life in danger in El Salvador, nowhere else? Most likely because of MS-13. Now, here's the question of the day at WCBM.com. I do want you to partake in this poll if you get a chance. This question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the Trump administration work with El Salvador to logistically move Kilmer Garcia to another country? You could hit yes or you could hit no. Just so you know where I am, I hit no. I hit no. He's down in El Salvador. He's no longer my problem. Okay? He is home for all I care. I don't really care what happens to him next. Not my problem. Not my job. I got Lynn in Elkridge. Lynn, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you are familiar with the phrase extraordinary rendition, or if you're too young to remember that.
I might be too young.
Gee, that was George W. Bush in the Global War on Terror. He said that anyone, anytime, any place, even American citizens, if they could be connected in some way to Al-Qaeda, they could be kidnapped, carried off to some dungeon in Romania or anywhere else, and they did it. They did it. And they established an offshore operation for this called Camp X-Ray down at Guantanamo Bay. And then Barack Obama set another precedent because he launched the drones to kill two American citizens without a warrant based entirely on the claim that somehow or other they were connected to Al-Qaeda. One of them was Anwar al-Awlaki, who had been a consultant to the Pentagon, and the other was al-Awlaki's 16-year-old son. I'll bet you're too young to remember that, too.
Where are we going, Lynn?
You Americans surrendered your due process. You surrendered your right to due process and your Constitution and your basic rights. You surrendered the rule of law. It's a day late and a dollar short for anybody to be complaining about the neglect of due process or people not getting enough due process. Because anybody, anytime, anywhere can be in a state of emergency or in a state of war or martial law. I'm hearing that phrase, martial law, used a lot. Maybe that's what President Trump should do, is simply declare martial law. And that way we don't have to worry about this due process BS, which I think none of you Americans out there give a damn about. That's all I got to say, really.
Well, Lynn, you know, I guess in my view, Garcia is not an American
citizen. No, it's not about him. It's about due process.
Okay, so it's not about Garcia. That's why we're having this conversation.
Right. I don't care about Kilmer. It's not about him as an individual. It's the idea. Where was Chris Van Hollen when George W. Bush was saying you could kidnap American citizens or anybody, anywhere, and call it extraordinary rendition, send them to an offshore dungeon somewhere, conduct what they called enhanced interrogation? White House lawyers like John Wu and Viet Minh, they wrote the law. That's the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act. All this is history now, and it's the history you don't know. As Harry Truman said, the only thing new in life is the history you don't already know. You don't know it. Your contemporaries don't know it. And none of you are entitled to due process. Due process is fake. Your Constitution is fake. Your republic is fake. Your democracy is fake. And you don't really have a nation.
Well,
get over it already.
Lynn, happy Easter Monday to you. I appreciate that. We're going to put a pin in this just for a second because we've got our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management on the line for the Morning Market Flash. Tim, I'm so sorry that I'm coming over to you a little bit late here. Good morning to you.
That's okay. Good morning. Happy Easter Monday, Kim, to you and your listeners, of course. Hopefully everybody had a great Easter holiday, good Passover. Obviously today, a little bit of sad news just to kind of kick off. I'm sure you guys have heard, but Pope Francis passing away at age 88. Obviously a lot of world leaders reacting to the death of Pope Francis. He was considered, as many have quoted before, a man of the people, and certainly want to keep him in our thoughts and prayers and that passing, of course, and sad news to start off here on Monday, the day after Easter, of course. But the markets reacting overall again to the Trump tariffs The trade deals, Kim, coming off another negative week. Unfortunately, last week, I talked about this on Thursday, or actually Friday of last week. Thursday was the final day of the market activity. We had a holiday-shortened week last week, Kim. But as I had mentioned to your listeners Friday morning, the three major averages, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, all logging a third weekly decline in the past four trading weeks. We did have the S&P closing out Thursday's session higher, but the broader market still finishing that holiday-shortened week down 1.5% lower. The Dow and NASDAQ, again, posting their third consecutive losing session here this morning. Stock market futures are falling again, Kim, and on Monday, following yet another negative trading week on Wall Street. And right now, we're seeing little signs of progress on the global trade talks. There's not a whole lot of activity right now. Over the weekend, Chicago Federal Reserve President Austin Goolsbee did say in a CBS interview, Kim, that the tariffs could lead the U.S. economic activity to, and I quote, a fall off, end quote, by the summer. And then, of course, Fed Chair Jerome Powell also expressing some concern last week that the president's tariffs or levies could present some difficulty for the central bank in controlling inflation, spurring economic growth. Market activity-wise, elsewhere, individual stocks, Google facing a trial in the United States to end their search monopoly, Boeing easing their latest 737 MAX headache, a shortage of nuts and bolts. They've secured a new stock of specialized nuts and bolts that hold together its top-selling commercial jet. That's interesting to see. So we'll have to wait and see how things play out here today. Obviously, market hasn't opened up yet, Kim, but we've got a full trading day here this Monday. I'll be back on Wednesday morning to report for another edition of the Morning Market Flash, Kim.
Thanks, Tim.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. We thank Tim Herr for that morning market flash there. You know, before the break, we were also talking to a caller from Elkridge that is very upset about everyone talking about due process. And, you know, due process, simply fair treatment through the normal judicial system. I would think, you know, a citizen, an American citizen's entitlement or right, not exactly someone that sought asylum and then was denied by a judge. That's I guess I look at it a bit differently, and some people do not. That is what it is, you know. That is why I'm asking the question today, if you haven't been to WCBM.com, for the poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the Trump admin work with El Salvador to logistically move Kilmer Garcia to another country, yes or no? Like I said, a few of you have already been voting in this poll, and I do appreciate you. Just so you know, I have clicked no. Not my problem. Not my job. He's not my issue. He is there in El Salvador. He's an El Salvadorian citizen. He is their problem, in my view. Right now, 94% of you say no, and 6% of you say yes. So definitely partake in the poll. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM680. 410-922-6680. Because we're going to still continue to unwrap all of this. Because there's a lot of moving pieces. And if you were online this weekend, look, if you weren't, you know, kudos to you. And I'm glad you were able to enjoy your Easter weekend. But the Trump administration continued to drop more info about Kilmer Garcia. And I also have some audio from Good Morning America that occurred on Friday with Michael Strahan and Mr. Garcia's wife, Jennifer. We'll get to that in just a second. I do want to go to the phone lines. I've got Tom at Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I'm pushing back on your last caller. I believe her name was Lynn.
Lynn. Yep.
There's no need for any reactionary impulses towards martial law here. If push comes to shove, there is a nuclear option on any given Tuesday. The Congress of the United States can simply overturn the Judiciary Act of 1789 and abolish every single district judge in the country. And while they're being rebuilt, the state judges are fully competent to handle all matters relating to the U.S. Constitution and federal statutes. They don't normally do it because the federal judges have more experience, but they have full legal competency to take on that workload should we have to rebuild them like we might have to do with the FBI. So there's not going to be any martial law. Just let's forget about that.
Right.
And as to Chris Van Hollen, who I call the little Dutch boy who covered the whole earth in Chinese red paint, as to him, what the Democrats would like you to believe is that on a sunny day in May, Kim Klasick and her daughter Olivia are walking along the sidewalk innocently when unsuspectingly a black government sedan pulls up. Two men in dark suits get out. They look at Olivia. They say, "You look Ukrainian to me, and we're sending you back. We're not downing any I's. We're not crossing any T's. We're do about nothing. You're going back. And then if you end up in a Russian prison, too bad." And yeah. That is just ludicrous.
Right.
That is just absurd proposition.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely
nothing
spot on.
Like that is going to happen under the Trump administration. It might happen under Van Hollen administration. It's not going to happen under Trump.
Yeah. Well, Tom, you're spot on that. I think hopefully our last caller is also still listening. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. And Tom is spot on. I don't know how we got to the conversation of martial law. I didn't really feel the need to address that. But here's another piece of this. And I guess it was going towards what Van Hollen was saying over the weekend, and that is he wants President Trump to just shut up and stop posting on social media. But he wants this because over the weekend, you had President Trump hold up a picture in the Oval Office of Kilmer Garcia's hand. It is his left hand, and on the knuckles, as we talked about on Friday, you have the marijuana leaf, the smiley face, a 1 and a 3, and it is for MS-13. And what's interesting is I posted that picture on my Facebook page, and you should have saw the conniption that Democrats had. They said, "How dare you post this, Kim? This could be photoshopped." It's from DHS. Prince George's County Police also confirmed. They're delusional. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Church bells are tolling across Rome following word of the death of Pope Francis. A Vatican statement reads, at 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. The 88-year-old pontiff was just recently discharged from the hospital in Rome following a lengthy stay. He was treated for double pneumonia. His last public appearance, just yesterday, Easter Sunday, before a crowd on St. Peter's Square. And prior to that, he had a private meeting with Vice President Vance. Vance tweets that he was happy to see Francis, adding, "May God rest his soul. Pope Francis dead, the age of 88. No classified information shared, a snippet of a White House statement concerning another Signal chat controversy involving Defense Secretary Hegseth. And stocks opening lower this morning on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Much-needed day off today for the Birds as they lick their wounds from yesterday's 24-2 punishment delivered by the Reds at Camden Yards. Manager Brendan Hyde was blunt in his post-game assessment.
Unfortunately, you know, that was, you know, it's embarrassing. It's not what you want to do on Easter Sunday in front of your home crowd. You want to compete. You just want it to be over as fast as possible.
Baltimore's worst loss since the 30-3 pasting the Rangers put on them back in 2007. Caps open their first-round playoff series tonight on home ice, taking on the Canadiens. Head coach Spencer Carberry reminding the media.
Everybody in the media, everybody in the outside world had the Washington Capitals not in the playoffs this year. It's just the reality of where we were and our guys inside our room. You've got guys that are maybe not the most skilled. We had no players at the Four Nations. We probably don't have the most high-end skill team, but we've got a group of guys that compete their butts off on a daily basis.
Puck drops at 7 tonight. And finally, Monday's Serie A soccer matches have been postponed. Following the death of Pope Francis, the Italian League announced. Francis, the first Latin American leader of the Roman Catholic Church and a lifelong football fan, passed away this morning at the age of 88. Coming up in 30 minutes, Eric DaCosta assesses the NFL draft. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Whatever you need to get done the next several days, there really isn't much rain to slow you down. The cold front to the west of us, keeping us cloudy most of today, and temperatures a little bit cooler. 70 this afternoon. Our best chance of rains tonight, some scattered showers overnight. Then tomorrow's dry. We'll see some sunshine. 80 the high tomorrow. Wednesday, a few clouds. 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
WCBM listeners, hi, it's Jim with Wallace Roofing. Wallace Roofing's been protecting Maryland homes for over 90 years. That's three generations of getting the job done right. No shortcuts, no sales gimmicks, just honest work and quality workmanship. At Wallace Roofing, we answer our phones. A real human will answer the phone and answer your questions. 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Easter Monday to all of you. Like I said earlier, I hope you had a great weekend. The weather was nice if you're in the Maryland region. If you're not in Maryland region, I have no idea what your weather was like. I don't pay attention, but hopefully it was nice. Hopefully it was nice. You know, we're still talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen. He's done a great job at making sure that he has been a headline, I would say, for almost about a week now. You know, beyond Van Hollen, you even have Congressman Glenn Ivey, who's announced that he will be going to El Salvador next month. Now, you're probably wondering, well, why now? I mean, Senator Chris Van Hollen did get his eyes on Kilmer Garcia. We do know that he's okay. We do know that he's not even staying at CCOT, this torturous death camp, as people have been calling it. And look, it's probably an awful prison. I'm not denying that. But that's not where Kilmer Garcia is staying. And we saw the photos from Senator Chris Van Hollen. For all those that think everything's Photoshopped these days when it doesn't match the narrative that you like. But we saw the photos, and Kilmer Garcia seems to be just fine. Very healthy, well-fed. He didn't seem nervous, didn't seem on edge, doesn't look like he was waterboarded in any way. I mean, he looked fine. Now, of course, you know, you're just looking at these still shots. We didn't get to see actual video, which I thought was interesting as well. I thought that was interesting. So Chris Van Hollen's team, his people, they were able to get photos, but they weren't able to take a little video. Did you think that was weird? I thought it was weird. I thought it was weird because he had obviously some of his, at least one staffer there. And we know for a fact that the attorney for the mother and the wife, he was with him. And Chris Van Hollen had been doing videos, you know, the entire trip, the entire journey, right? So we knew exactly when he left because he did a video at the airport. We knew when he landed in El Salvador because he did a video from the car. He did a video from the hotel conference room to tell us that he was not going to be able to see him. He did a video. He went live on YouTube when he was talking to the press there in El Salvador. And he did a video for absolutely everything except when he spoke to Kilmer Garcia. I'm sorry, I find that a little strange. Like, if the wife wants to make sure that her husband is A-OK, usually as a wife, you can hear it in the voice, right? I mean, his mother is also on standby. She would be able to hear and see his body language in a video and say, OK, my baby boy is doing well, right? I mean, like, to me, I thought that was very odd. And maybe you want to weigh in on that. I don't know. Maybe I'm being silly. But 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Now, we do have a breakdown here of Kilmer's time in the U.S. And I got this audio clip from Fox 45 because, you know, they've been staying on top of this. But if you want to take a listen here, just so we can hear a bit about how we got to this point.
Let's take a look at how we got here. Abrego Garcia first came to the U.S. from El Salvador in 2011 illegally, but in 2019, a judge gave him protection with a court order that said he could not be returned to El Salvador. Then, following his mistaken deportation in March of this year, a federal judge ruled the Trump administration must facilitate Abrego Garcia's return from CECOT. And last week, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously endorsed that order. But as we take you live over the White House, the Trump administration says it cannot do anything to free Garcia, also still claiming he is a member of the MS-13 gang, citing a 2019 Prince George's County police report that claimed clothing he wore at the time had symbols associated with the notorious violent gang. But as Van Hollen fights for due process, the mother of Rachel Morin is weighing in on his trip to El Salvador, saying he is forgetting the tragedy she experienced in Harford County on American soil.
All right, so that's how we got here, right? And you have Senator Van Hollen fighting for due process. Now, we didn't see due process for a lot of those that were locked up due to January 6th. And I don't have to tell you that. But there are a lot of people that were locked up for January 6th that went inside the Capitol and, you know, touched a table, like my friend Isabella DeLuca. She touched a table inside. She was in charge. Luckily, she was able to be released on bond. But she was not given a chance for a fair and speedy trial. I don't think many of them were. We talked on the show, and he's been on the morning drive with Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott, Jake Lang. They were awaiting trial for quite some time. So, I mean, if we're fighting for due process, if we're fighting for all these things, outlines of the Constitution, I'm all for that. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, are we cherry picking here? Are we picking and choosing based on the agenda that we have for the day? Because Senator Van Hollen, you know, he was nowhere to be found when January 6ers weren't getting their right to due process. I'll also say this is a no-win situation. It's a no-win situation. Even if Kilmer Garcia comes back, right, and he has due process, and say they go to court and they decide at that time there isn't enough evidence that he is, you know, not a part or a part, I should say, of MS-13, even though there's a ton of evidence. I mean, you can't even deny it at this point. It's just so ridiculous. But even if they did decide it, we'll say, hypothetically speaking, Kilmer Garcia is still not a citizen here in America, and he was already rejected when he went to seek asylum. So regardless, he's still going to be sent back. There is no outcome here of Kilmer Garcia living in America. Now, before I get to the phone lines here, I did want to play a quick audio clip for you because I thought this was interesting. On Friday morning, as you were here and I was here, you had Jennifer Garcia, Kilmer Garcia's wife. She was on Good Morning America, and she was being asked a few questions by Michael Strahan. Now, one of these questions I clipped here for you because I thought it was very interesting how she responded. Now, just so you know, just like her speech that she gave last week in front of this huge rally, this huge crowd, it was very scripted. Remember, she was reading word for word off of a piece of paper at the podium? Well, here as I was watching this video, you could see in her eyes, because you could see the reflection, somebody was actually putting like cue cards in front of her. Now, again, I'm not going to hold this against her because she is somebody that probably most likely has never done any of this. She could be very nervous, you know, writing something down like this and putting it on index cards so you could keep your train of thought, excuse me. I can understand that. So I'm not demonizing Ms. Garcia at all for having to have a script or cue cards, okay? I just want to make sure I put that out there because I'm not. But when she was asked this particular question, and this is what everybody wanted to know once we heard about the allegations, you know, of course, she did file some domestic violence charges against Kilmer Garcia, and one being which in 2021, not the only one, by the way. But she alleged that he put his hands on her, scratched her, hit her, and ripped her shirt off, and there were some other claims there. Now, after that, she did not show up in court. She told the press that they had worked things out. And that's what she said, I guess, about Wednesday of last week. Well, here's what she said to Michael Strahan on Friday. Take a listen.
I have to ask it. You did take out a temporary order of protection against your husband in 2021. Were you in fear of your husband?
Husband is alive. That's all I can say.
Okay. And you know, I'm not going to push on that, apparently.
And that was her response. And he asked your pastor point blank, were you ever in fear of your husband? And her response is, my husband is alive, and that's okay. Now, if you heard the delay there, it's because there was a delay in the entire interview. Okay, I don't know where she was. Just so you know, she wasn't hesitating on answering. There was a delay, obviously, between, you know, where she was, the television, and how the show, you know, went down. So don't take the pause as anything. But the response to it was, my husband is alive, and that's all I can say. Now, of course, this fueled more questions from people like myself. And that is, you know, when it comes to MS-13, could it be so, you know, with everything that's happening here, especially surrounding Ms. Garcia, you know, her mother, and obviously people are talking about the children, could she be in fear of saying the wrong thing if MS-13 gang members are, in fact, paying attention to this? Like, are we putting her in danger? I do wonder about that. I'm going to go here to the phone lines. I've got Terrell at Owings Mills. Terrell, happy Easter Monday to you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Kim, I was a sexual abuser, okay? I beat my wife, okay? Donald Trump sexual assaulted a woman, okay? But, Kim, we had our court cases. Okay, we had our court, and just like you heard a woman said, you know, she just wanted to hear her husband's voice. Maybe she did forgive him, and she didn't show up to court to the filing charges. So that means that he's okay. She forgave him, just like God forgave you, okay? Or he's going to forgive you. But anyway, Kim, look, this the court, the thing is about the courts.
Okay.
The courts told Donald Trump to bring the man home. The courts told Donald Trump to turn the planes back around. The courts told Donald Trump a whole bunch of stuff, Kim, and he refuses to follow the law. Okay, that's all this is all about.
Well, that's, you know what? That's huh? That was a good question with the question of the day. Let me ask you here, Terrell. Do you believe that the Trump administration should logistically move Kilmer Garcia from El Salvador to another country?
Kim, I don't really. I don't care what they do with him. I just want him to follow the law, Kim. That's all. That's all anybody's asking. Donald Trump went to court for sexual abuse, Kim, right? And the court found him guilty of 34 counts. So he had his process, okay? And he still didn't go to jail. So Garcia might not go to jail either. Who knows? So why should he go back?
Well, no. Here's Terrell. You're right. He might not go to jail. And I said that earlier. He might not go to jail.
He might not be deported either.
But no. But so that's the thing. He will still be deported.
Nope.
because he did seek asylum. No, Terrell, he did seek asylum, and then he was rejected by the immigration judge.
No, Kim. The immigration judge. Remember now, Kim. How did he get to stay in the country if he went to court in 2019? He stayed here six years more.
Yeah, well, he is married to an American citizen. His wife is American.
So that makes him a citizen, right?
I guess you could say that he's married into this. But if he's seeking asylum and he's rejected by an immigration judge, and they're saying that there's ties to MS-13, then we have every right to deport him from this country.
But, Kim, Donald Trump and his lawyers don't have the evidence of that, Kim.
That's what they were dropping online over the weekend. And I don't know if you are on social media at all, Terrell, but they were showing that he has ties to MS-13. That's not disputed anymore. Even Prince George's County Police also cooperated with that.
Kim.
Yes.
Kim, how come they did not present it to the lower court? That's all they were asking for. That's all they were asking. Then give it to the court if they got that.
I don't know. I don't know why PG County PD did not present that. I don't know that question.
Okay. That's all they're asking for, Kim.
All right. Well, Terrell, I appreciate you weighing in as always. Thank you for calling in. I got Tom in Kaysville. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
So, you know, I appreciate everybody's passion and everything, but I think one of the big things we have a problem with is when people like to throw around these catchphrases like, judicial process and all this stuff, we don't really have a clear classification and understanding of what these judicial processes mean for the various people. I mean, are they the same for citizens as green card holders as illegals? Are they different? You know, so I mean, the thing is, the ignorance that the people have is not necessarily willful. They just don't have the information. So instead of calling up and blasting people for not knowing what they don't know, I think it's better, you know, don't curse the darkness, light the candle, teach them, try to tell them what you know, give them the information. So, because then maybe they can, you know, use that. But, you know, one of the big things that I'm not hearing repeated over and over is last week, Stephen Miller came out and said, once Trump classified MS-13 as a terrorist organization, all the other protections and classifications for these people are gone, out the window. Now, I haven't heard a politician or the news dispute that, saying, no, that's not the case. This case means this. This case means that. Nothing disputing it. So I'm kind of going with Stephen Miller saying, yeah, now Trump has the right to deport them without this judicial process that everybody wants to do because he was classified. I think we have to look at this situation. We are in very uncharted territory. I don't think we ever had a previous time when we had 20 million people ushered, not just walk in, ushered in to the country with hundreds of thousands of military age men who are members of illegal criminal gangs in our country. We've never had that. Now, the Supreme Court sits there in their sterile environment. They weigh the Constitution versus the case versus the law, and that's fine. But the president is getting daily briefings as to what's going on in the world. He knows all this information that I don't know if the Supreme Court has to make this decision. So they can sit there and they can do their mental gymnastics and, you know, well, this means this and this means that. But, you know, it's our lives that are at stake. And for perspective, so people know, in 1861, Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus. The Supreme Court said he couldn't do that. Interestingly enough, the same justice that authored that decision that he could not suspend it was the same justice that authored the Dred Scott decision. So Supreme Court justices aren't always batting 1,000.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that as well. 2 years later, Congress passed a law holding Lincoln and anybody else harmless for suspending the writ of habeas corpus. Lincoln was in dangerous, treacherous, uncharted territories too. We were in a civil war. Virginia seceded. Maryland was sympathetic to the South. He was surrounded by people who were rebellious and were trying to rebel against the country. He needed to squash that rebellion and keep the supply lines open. So he needed some wiggle room to do something that somebody might consider extra constitutional. But he didn't just put people in jail who were drunk in the public square. He put people in jail who were organizing against him, speaking out against the union. So, I mean, you know, we have to look at Trump. Is this a warranted situation? Has he abused it? And I think the reason people aren't up in arms is because they don't get the impression that he's abusing anything and this might be warranted.
Yeah. Tom, great points there. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. And I guess, you know, the way I look at this, you know, however you shake it, Kilmer Garcia is not going to look at, he's not going to live here in the U.S. That is very clear. But not only that, you know, is this what the Democrat Party, is this what they're hanging their hat on? I mean, obviously, you know, a lot more is going to happen before the midterm elections, but I don't think that this is a good way to spend your resources and your time. Like I said, Glenn Ivey, the congressman from the 4th District here in Maryland, which I guess Kilmer Garcia's family lives in the 4th District, he's saying that he's going down in May to check up on him. Well, we already learned that Garcia is not staying at CECOT. And that's another thing that will add on to this. The Supreme Court was saying, oh, well, the Trump administration, we want him to make sure that Kilmer Garcia is returned, and we want to make sure that he's no longer at CECOT. Well, one of those things have already been accomplished. He is no longer at CECOT, and he's doing just fine. I do have a text here that I'll read when I get back. I also want to share with you some audio from Sheriff Jeff Gaylor in Harford County. Of course, he is the sheriff that has been there before the entire Rachel Warren murder trial. It was his team that searched for her. Remember, she was missing. I mean, that case alone, I mean, just think about all that happened there where Senator Chris Van Hollen never showed up. Not once. We'll be right back.
Artificial intelligence, AI, it's all you hear about. But how far away is it? And what are the potential threats from AI that could totally upend the way Americans live their lives? What will it do to the job market? What will the unemployment rate be? What does it mean for data privacy or cybersecurity? How about the banking system or national security? The ECB has already warned about a bubble in AI stocks. Could this spread to other sectors? If you have $50,000 or more saved for retirement, this may not be the time to wait and find out. Learn how you could help protect your life savings using precious metals like gold and silver. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. One more time, visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, of course, we're talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen and Kilmer Garcia. Again, the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Should the Trump administration work with El Salvador to logistically move Kilmer Garcia to another country? Because remember, that was a big part of this, is that he was not supposed to be sent to El Salvador at all. And the Trump administration did recognize that mistake so far. 95% of you say no, 5% of you say yes. I'm with the no's on this. Not my job, not my problem. I've got Bill and Trap. Bill, what say you?
Yeah, Kim, good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call. I got a little thing on Terrell that the last president, Biden, he never obeyed the Supreme Court. and he sure didn't obey the law. And the media never went after him the way they're going after Trump. And as far as Chris Van Hollen goes, I think he's trying to set himself up to run for governor instead of president.
Oh, that could be. You know what? I don't see Governor Wes Moore, though, not running a second term. You know, I don't see it happening.
Well, it all depends on how bad Obama pushes him.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I would think that he would still run and then he would stay for 2 years and then he would be out by 2028. Yeah. But no, trust me, Bill, it does look like Van Hollen's trying to set himself up for something.
Yeah, I think the way that Governor Moore has set himself up in Maryland, he don't stand a snowball's chance of being president because there's no way he's going to carry Maryland with everything that he's done to us so far, and he's still got almost 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. No, so true. Because I was thinking about that too, Bill. I was thinking, you know, what has he done positively since being the governor? I can't think of one thing.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I know he enjoys going to baseball games and football games and basketball games.
Oh, he loves the sports. He's a sports guy,
yeah,
for sure.
But as far as him doing something to benefit the people of Maryland, I can't think of a thing.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, Bill. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Miss Kim. You have a great day, and glad you're back on the radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, yeah, I do believe Senator Chris Van Hollen is setting himself up for something. What that is, I don't know. But he's going above and beyond. This is further than a photo op, further than grandstanding. They want to make sure everybody knows his name. All right, coming up next, we are going to continue on to this topic. Like I said, I do have some audio here to share with you from Sheriff Jeff Gaylor in Harford County. He sat down with Fox 45 over the weekend. Also at Bell's Point, there was some violence at Bell's Point. We'll talk about that coming up next as well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include